Part 2.
Number 7.
When will the market analysis for the new product be available?
A.
You can pick it up now.
B.
I'm free after 3.
C.
The resort is completely empty.
Number 8. Do you have enough pens or would you like some more? A.
I'm full, thank you.
B.
I'd like a few more, please.
C.
Please leave on the next flight.
Number 9.
Where did you put my umbrella?
A. It's going to rain today. B. I left it by the front door. C. Did you check the forecast? Number 10.
Who was hired for the creative director's position?
A.
I haven't heard anything yet.
B.
The job needs a lot of creativity and motivation.
C.
The prices are available on the website.
Number 11. Which of the employees would be interested in this project? A.
The interest went up by 5%.
B.
You can see the projection on this chart.
C.
I think Jeremy should be.
Number 12.
This new model comes in many different colors.
A.
Do you have it in black?
B.
She's born to be a model.
C.
The delivery costs about $5.
Number 13. What should be the next procedure? A.
We should check the instructions again.
B.
Let's put the stamp on the letter.
C.
I think the next room is empty.
Number 14.
Why don't you call the personnel office to find out about the vacancy?
A.
The position's been already filled.
B.
Let's find out the price first.
C.
Sorry, no table is available at the moment.
Number 15.
Isn't the new vice president stopping by at our department today?
A.
She'll be here in the afternoon.
B.
Let's ship them by courier.
C.
No, the present should be purchased ahead of time.
Number 16. Have you tried to contact Mr. Chang from Dow Electronics? A.
I'm afraid he didn't try his best.
B.
I already sent him 2 emails last week.
C.
The appliance store is not open today.
Number 17. Where should I attach the candidate's photographs? A.
I brought my own camera.
B.
Detach the end part of it.
C.
To the top of each form.
Number 18.
Do you think the board will reach the final decision soon?
A. Yes, the next stop is the final destination. B. We haven't met each other yet. C. That's what everyone thinks. Number 19.
You already know Mr. Armstrong, don't you?
A.
We met at a seminar last year.
B.
Yes, now is a good time.
C.
I don't know where to go.
Number 20. Who was the man standing in the corner of the room? A.
It wasn't that difficult.
B.
Through the back door.
C.
Someone I know.
Number 21.
You commute by car, don't you?
A.
Yes, I usually do.
B.
It takes about 30 minutes.
C.
Sure, I can give you a ride.
Number 22. Would you like to stop for some coffee or finish the competitor analysis first? A.
The copier is broken again.
B.
Let's take a break.
C.
The forecast said it will stop soon.
Number 23.
How can you read those small letters?
A.
I want a little bigger one.
B.
The number is 5550057.
C.
I can't do without my glasses.
Number 24.
I just saw your briefcase in the conference room.
A. Do you want me to brief you on the progress? B. So that's where I left it. C. Yes, we've met before. Number 25.
The building designs weren't due this week, were they?
A.
The deadline was extended.
B.
Yes, I build it myself.
C.
It has some fascinating features.
Number 26. How often do we send direct mails to our loyal customers? A.
Sales are from Monday through Wednesday.
B.
Yes, we should send them a fax right away.
C.
Let me check from our computer database.
Number 27.
Do you know where they keep the tea?
A. In the employee lounge. B. Every day at 2 p.m. C. Thank you, but I already had some. Number 28.
Why do we have two copies of this contract?
A.
One is for the lawyer to review.
B.
Make 20 copies in total.
C.
We can fix the machine.
Number 29. Aren't you coming to the reception tonight? A.
It's partly finished.
B.
No, I haven't received anything yet.
C.
Yes, are you going to?
Number 30.
We should check the stock list before moving any boxes.
A.
I have it right here.
B.
About 50 things are listed in the paper.
C.
Moving expenses are pretty high.
Number 31.
Didn't someone reserve the conference room for the meeting?
A. Sure, I'll have some more. B. I asked John to do that. C. We've already been there before.